on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being extremely low self-esteem and 10 being Tony Robbins level of confidence and self-worth, how would you rate your self-confidence right now? I think on average, it's about a 7.5. I think the thing is it, you know, fluctuates daily, weekly, hourly sometimes. And I think that's probably true with everybody to an extent. But, you know, sometimes depending on circumstances and just mood, I feel more confident or I feel like I have a higher self-worth than other times. But I think on average, it's probably about a 7.5. Just because in general, you know, I do feel pretty confident and I think I have a pretty positive sense of self. But there's definitely room for improvement. And, you know, I'm only 31. So I think to give myself any more than a 7.5 right now would, you know, probably wouldn't be accurate. And I'd look back and, you know, hopefully when I'm 40 and 50 and 60, you know, I feel even better and more confident than I do now. Question 2, on the same scale, 1 to 10, what would you say your lowest number was? Where and when did your self-confidence bottom out? Well, I think in high school was probably, especially early high school, was probably a low point in terms of confidence for me. You know, say that was somewhere maybe around a 3. And the thing is, I changed schools when I went to high school. It was that point where everybody's hitting their growth spurts. You know, I didn't. I went to a pretty competitive school, so I kind of went from being a big fish in a small pond to, you know, the average, kind of an average student in a pretty competitive school. And, you know, I wasn't playing sports. Even, you know, the athletics were pretty competitive. I was playing music, and so I was doing other things that helped me feel confident and feel valuable. But in general, I think I was pretty down on myself then, and I wasn't great socially. I hadn't yet discovered a passion for, you know, style and business, and so I didn't really have a lot of reasons. I didn't give myself a lot of reasons to feel confident back then. So I'd say that was probably a low point for me, was early high school. Question 3: how did you get from where you were then to where you are now? What was that journey like? Well, it was gradual. You know, I think college has a kind of leveling effect with people. You know, I think people kind of level out in college. It's a bigger ecosystem usually, and people are generally more tolerant and maybe even a little nicer in college than they are in high school. And, you know, especially after college, in my early and mid-20s, I started giving myself reasons to feel confident, because you can't just feel more confident. And I think that's one of those fallacies that you hear all the time, especially on the internet, when people are looking for advice and other people are telling them just to be more confident. You know, I see this a lot of times with guys who are shorter in stature, and they're looking for dating advice. And a lot of people just tell them to be more confident because, you know, women like confidence. And the thing is, you can't just be more confident. You have to give yourself a reason to feel confident, to trust yourself. You know, confidence is trusting in someone's abilities to get the job done. And if you don't have any reasons to trust yourself, then why would you feel confident? So I think in my 20s, that's when I started to build these reasons into my life to feel confident. And that was in terms of skills, income, dating, social skills. I started taking martial arts. You know, I started working on my own business. I started to give myself reasons to feel confident. And gradually throughout my 20s, especially my late 20s, I started to feel more confident. All of these activities, all of this personal development started to pay off. Question number 4. I think you and I might share a hurdle when it comes to self-confidence, which is less than the ideal amount of height. Am I right in thinking this might have been one of your biggest hurdles? What other pitfalls or fears did you face? Yeah, I think that being a man of modest stature, if you will, is inherently something that's going to make, confidence a little tough. It's a confidence killer. The funny thing is, this isn't like a universal truth. I mean, there's plenty of shorter guys out there who they don't even realize that they're short. They're just kind of overfilled with confidence all the time. That's just how they were born. And that's great. But there are also a lot of shorter guys who, for them, their height is a huge source of insecurity. I think for me, that was more the case when I was younger. And then as I got older, I realized that, it didn't. Height doesn't really matter. It's something that's totally outside of your control. So, even if it does matter a little bit in terms of how other people perceive you, it's not worth focusing on because you can't change it. So I think that the sooner you can spend less time focusing on your height or anything else you can't control for that matter, and spend more time and energy, kind of shift that time of energy and focus on things that you can control, like your health and your career and your skills and your social skills and your emotional intelligence, and your relationships. The sooner you're going to start to feel more confident, regardless of your height or any other, physical so-called limitations. And even the way, for example, even the way you worded the question, a less than ideal amount of height. That's hardwired into us that we see taller is better. And I don't know if that's some sort of evolutionary thing, if it's something that we're never going to be able to get rid of. But I think it's worth trying to stop talking about height in a positive and negative way. In the same way that we're trying not to talk about gender or race or anything else that's genetically determined in a positive and negative way. So yeah, I think it is worth trying to change people's perceptions of shorter men. In terms of other pitfalls and fears, I mean, everybody's got something. We're not, no one's perfect. Most of us aren't built like a male model and have an IQ of 150. I mean, we're just, everybody's got things that are gonna be a source of insecurity. I'd say for me, height was the biggest thing. Also, looking young, when I entered my first jobs out of college, I just looked really young, and it was kind of hard to be taken seriously. And I definitely felt that. I'm all about the things that you can control, and dressing well, I think, is one of the best ways to combat looking young or feeling small, because if you have a big guy or an older guy who's dressed poorly and a younger guy or a shorter guy who's dressed really well, I'll tell you who's going to get, more respect and who's going to be able to command the room. It's the guy who's well dressed. Okay, number five, how did you work to overcome these pitfalls and insecurities? What do you continue to do to beat back your fears and overcome obstacles? Well, I probably already kind of addressed this, but yeah, I think it's just adding to your skill set, to your reasons to be more confident, to feel better about yourself. For me specifically, there were a couple things. One of them was the way I dress and the way I present myself. I started putting a lot of energy, and by energy I mean time and money, into my appearance, and really learning the nuances and the details about what type of clothes and how clothes should fit. What type of clothes I should wear, what really looks good on me, what's appropriate for various occasions. And dressing well, kind of transforming. I used to dress like a total, slob. I didn't care at all. And really transforming my style has been one of the biggest shifts in my life in terms of how I see myself and how other people see me. The other thing I started doing, another specific thing you can do, I started doing martial arts, and for me it was Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But it was just, I always wanted to take karate as a kid, and I never did. But taking some sort of, and it can be fitness in general, but I think especially with martial arts, it will give you a confidence, knowing how to use your body, knowing how to defend yourself, and also just the visceral, satisfaction that comes with tapping out a bigger opponent. Like, if you ever had insecurities about your size, that will help you overcome those insecurities. So, yeah, for me, it was dressing well and learning how to fight. Okay, question number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you could go back and make the journey again, what would you do differently? Well, I would start earlier. I was a late bloomer physically and mentally, and I think that for a lot of my early years, like elementary school, middle school, I was just a very shy person. I was confident, but I was shy. And then in high school, I took a big hit. My confidence took a big hit, and I was still shy. And I wasn't really yet focusing on trying to improve myself. Even in college, I started to become a little more confident, but I wasted a lot of time, and I made good friends and I had a good time, but I wasn't really focused yet. I wasn't mature enough to realize that my time is so valuable and I have to, spend it wisely. And for me, that means, building my business, keeping myself healthy, focusing on the relationships and the people that are close to me, and trying to help people, in general. So, the one thing that I wish is that I realized the importance of those things earlier in life. So I would say that if you're in high school, if you're in college, start now. Start learning whatever skills you want to learn. Start building the business, experimenting with business if you're interested in that. Experimenting with fitness if you're not into that yet. Start on your journey of personal development right now. Don't wait till later. All right, question 7. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out and wants to get from a low level of self-confidence to a high one? Well, like I said, it's not, you can't just change it. It's not in your head. You have to take action and then the emotion will follow. So, you can't feel more confident. You can't will yourself to be more confident. It's not a game of mental gymnastics. You have to do things, change your behavior and change your actions, and then the confidence is just a byproduct of that. So my advice would be to pick